Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Curtis Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio and my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland. Brother Copeland and I have been doing a new series, One with Jesus, and we pray that you have been holding fast with us through this new series, One with Jesus. Today is part three of the series, and we have been looking at how to be in one with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we encourage you to continue to listen to the broadcast, and if you weren't caught up to date with us, if you would go on the website and listen to parts one and part two so that you would be up to date as we continue. We always encourage you, our brothers and sisters, to come ready, willing, and able to hear, one, a word from God, that you would digest it, ponder on it, marinate on it, if you will, and that it would soak in deep so that you would live according to the way that that God wants us to live as his children. And that's what it's about, one with Jesus. So without any further ado, I'm going to hand the mic over to Minister Copeland, and he will continue us with this wonderful teaching series, One with Jesus. So if you would get your Bibles ready and something to take some notes with, that we would be ready to receive what God has for each and every one of us. Something different maybe, and that we could just, as I said, allow it to sink deeply in, that it would be a change in your life, that you would see how one with Jesus Christ is the only way to be. So, Minister Copeland, we're ready for you to get us started and ready to learn. Minister Copeland, go right ahead.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello, everybody. Shalom. We always release the peace of God upon you in studio and across the radio listening land. God bless you. Because God is always willing to bless you. God is always positioned to bless you. For every time we come into your presence, we release the blessings of God upon you in studio and across the radio listening land. Blessings, 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 blessings to all. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Kenita Smith, it is an honor, a privilege, a great delight to be back in studio with you together again. We look forward to week after week after week, super excited to come into studio and join our hearts with your hearts and our hearts with those listening by radio, that we can hear and touch the heart of God. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. We always want you to know that it is an honor to fellowship, and I like fellowship, brother to brother, sister to sister, family to family, to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge into your heart by his Holy Spirit. And this revelation knowledge shall take you to God's divine purpose and plan that he has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. As was said earlier in the introduction by Minister Smith, we're on this wonderful series, What With Jesus. Praise God. And we pray that you can get the revelation of this truth, this reality into your hearts, deep down into your heart, and release it into your soul, into your body, and become one with this truth, and the truth become one with you. I tell you what, it will revolutionize your life. No more letting it be just a theory based on a bunch of facts, or maybe a hypothesis. You know, I heard it, but it's just a theory. It's just a hypothesis. But I pray that once the seed of the word of God come forth, as you open up your heart and that seed of the word of God come forth into your heart and germinate, that the truth become alive in you. You come one with this truth, one with this reality. And it open your eyes to see that this spiritual reality and spiritual truth make you one with Jesus. And the word I'm looking for is literally. Amen. Take it literally. Begin to look inside you in the eyes of your understanding and begin to see the life of Jesus in you, not the apostle, the great apostles, or the great prophets, and the teachers and the preachers and the evangelists. No, in you, in the greatness that's in you. Because you are great. You're beautifully and wonderfully made in the eyesight of God. You're the apple of his eye. You are blessed and highly favored because of this divine unity with Jesus that you receive when you say oneness. Somebody say oneness. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. Let's dive into the teaching because I'm super excited. I already feel the presence of God. And I don't want to say feel. Let me say sense. I sense the presence of God and I sense his anointing already. So we're going to dive right into the teaching. And you know, we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scripture. And our launch pad scripture for this awesome, wonderful series come out of the 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, and we have two concerning this great series, and the second one comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Hallelujah. Let us read those.
1 John 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen.
Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Praise God. As Jesus is, so are you, so are me. Literally, bring it in. Make it your truth. Make it your reality. It's the word of God. Let your heart, your inner being, come one, come alive. When you look into the spiritual mirror, and we know at Mission from the Heart Radio that that spiritual mirror is the word of God. And it supernaturally reflects your supernatural divine identity since you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Or we can also say since you've been born again. And born again takes it a little higher, say, born from above. Amen. And the one that rules above and rules above all things is the one who birthed you. I get excited thinking about that. And he birthed you through his spirit, which is the supernatural power of his spirit. Amen. And I like to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. I say the power that is greater than all powers. And see, when I think about that, you know, sometimes I come under attack of by the enemy. It seems like his power is overtaking me. Amen. Notice I say me. But then I have to come to realize that it's not just me anymore. I'm one with Jesus. Amen. And since I'm one with Jesus, I'm one with his power. Amen. So I come out of my ability, my strength, and my power, and I begin to lean into his power and his strength. Glory to God. See, Jesus has already destroyed the works of the enemy. And when I lean into his power, it just appropriate that power and appropriate that truth of victory and begin to destroy that lie that the enemy is coming up against me with. See, one with Jesus takes on a tone that's nothing but victory, full of nothing but power, a position we take in him. We are in Christ now. Christ is in us. And Christ has become our new identity. Call him our hope. And when everything on the outside looks hopeless, begin to look the way God has anointed us to look since he saved us. Look inside. And see the Christ living in you who is your hope of glory. See, this, we are new creatures now. We are new creations. I'm going to walk with a little scripture because we want to come to this oneness. It took me many times I had to look at this scripture and actually come into a single one because I couldn't take my eyes off of myself. I tried to look at myself and look at Jesus at the same time. Amen. Let me stop there. We're going to bring some scriptures there. But remember that last saying, look at me and look at Jesus at the same time. No. That's not one. Come on, come with me. Come with me. That's not one. See, I was looking at two. I was looking at myself, my doing, and then I was looking at Jesus and his doing. But that's not the one that they're talking about. When they are talking about one, they are talking one. One. It was two. It started out two. Now the two has become one. The two has become one. Amen. And as we look at two scriptures, go to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen. Oneness in Christ. Now, the old thing that has passed away, that's the old you and the old me. And the old thing that has become new, that's the resurrected life of Christ, his life. It's all about his life. And notice, I told you I was trying to find this oneness by looking at me and what I did or what I'm doing or my actions. And then I look at Jesus. I'm looking at two. This oneness is me taking my eyes off myself and looking at nothing but Jesus Christ in me and what he has done for me and embracing it. Embracing it and knowing that it supersedes what I have done or what I may do in the flesh. Because in this realm of God, no flesh glory in the presence of God. Only that is spirit lives and moves in God's presence. Oneness. See, that's a familiar passage of scripture. But that scripture has to take a drop in you. The scripture has to get out of the head knowledge. And that scripture has to get out of where I am this in Christ, it is that. No. Oneness is whatever Christ is, I am. Whoever Christ is, I am. Whatever Christ did, I did. Whatever Christ is doing, I'm doing it. However Christ is like, that's who I am like. Oneness. Because I am new and the old me is gone. Amen. And we have to embrace that the new us is Christ. Amen. And notice I'm not saying that you are Christ or I'm Christ. No, the new us is in Christ, but it's all Christ. We have to go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 to qualify that statement. We are in Christ. Christ is in us. His life has become our life.
Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen.
Amen. The life of Christ. See, as Minister Smith and I, through the power of the Spirit of God, minister to you on Mission from the Heart Radio. We want Christ to minister through us. We do not want you to see us. We do not want you to hear us. because to get in this oneness, to die, as Paul did, which we just read through scripture, in God's kingdom, to obtain this oneness, one must die so one can live. Paul did it. Because I said, whatever Christ did, when we tap into this oneness, whatever Christ did, we did. Amen. And we all know the truth of the gospel, that Christ was crucified on the cross, meaning he died on the cross. And in this oneness, if he died on the cross, guess what? We died. Whoever is one with him died. But notice Christ died on the cross so he can live again. Amen. You remember the third day? Amen. He died on the cross and he was buried. But that's not how the story ends. Amen. That's not. On the third day, he rose again. Jesus died on Calvary for such a wretch like you and me. That's love. They hung him high. They stretch him wide. He hung his head, and then he died. That's love. But that's not how the story ends. And 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. See, that's love. That's love. Whatever love did, we did. Love died. They hung them on the cross. They hung them high. They stretched them out. The same, you was in there. But that's not how the story is. And 3 days later, he rose again. And when you come into this oneness, that resurrection life that Christ received, guess what? Whatever he did. Whatever he received, you received. Now you get resurrection life. Now you get resurrection power. Praise God. Oneness. Somebody say oneness. And God's been working on me all day, trying to take me into this oneness. And every time I look at myself, the Holy Spirit convicts me. No, 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 no. That's the old, you dead. We started out, when we came together as two. But once we entered in, we became one. The two became one. And Paul described it. It's no longer I. And he's living his life. Oh, we got to get in. We got to look in and see that treasure. And we talked about that last week. The heavenly treasure that's buried in these earthly vessels. And I can hear you say, what is the treasure? The truth and the reality. Amen. Of being one with Jesus in the innermost part of our being. Oh, yes. If you can embrace it, if you can receive it, it'll come alive. Glory. This is all the gospel is. It brings us out of religion. Glory to God. If we don't tap into this oneness, we can go to church every day, every night, and we just be walking the religion. The way Paul described it, he said, you have a form of godliness and you deny the power there. Hallelujah. But when you become one with Jesus, the power that he operated in when he was in his earthly ministry, the same power what the Bible says. Let's go there. We got to go there. Amen. That's Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Yes. Yes. Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 18 and read through verse 20. Familiar scriptures, but grab them. take them. Be like that two-year-old, and from the inside, let your from your belly say, "It's mine," and receive it. Ephesians chapter 1, 18 through 20.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, verse 20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Amen.
Amen. And he's talking about that power, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit,
the power that's in Christ, that you can only see with the eyes of your spirit. And Paul called it the eyes of your understanding, saying that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Amen. That's our supernatural eyes, our spiritual eyes, that we begin to see with them. Amen. With the eyes of our spirit, man. See, in our enemy, what we really have in us. This is not a theory. This is not a hypothesis. This is literally the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, his power. When we become one with our Jesus, I told you, whatever he did, we did. Whatever he got, we got. He has the power. And guess what? Now that we are one, we have the power. I worked in an elementary school. And the nurse, she was a sweet young lady. We were friends. And she was in charge of doing the morning announcement on the intercom. And I liked the motivation that she had for the children. In her own way, she would always encourage the children. And she would always keep them, you know, even in their appearance, in their talk, just keep them at a high level. She wouldn't let their attire go down, even their physique, you know, she would just keep encouraging them all the time. And in the morning, when she'd do the announcement, she would motivate them with music and play an uplifting song. And that most of them knew the song she played. I look around the classroom, and they would be lip-syncing the song, and they would be rocking, and they would be just shaking. You know, but one song she played I liked, and it probably wasn't in agreement with what they was talking about, but I got my own revelation from it. And it was, the song was like, "You got the power, Lord of God." And she would tell them that they had the power, but I heard it through the Spirit. Amen. And I heard the Holy Spirit was telling me that I have the power. And I heard that scripture that Minister Smith just read out of Ephesians, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in our mortal body. And while they were rejoicing, I don't know what power they were talking about, but while they were rejoicing in their power, I was rejoicing in the power of the Spirit of the living God. Why? Because I'm not dealing with a theory or a hypothesis. I know that I know that I know that I literally have the supernatural power of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelling on the inside of me. You said, "Well, how did you know that, Brother Copeland?" Because it's in the Word. The Minister Smith just qualified it for us. And if it's in the Word of God, I can have faith for it. And I put my hope and trust in what that Word says, and I believe. Do you believe? And still you'll look around at somebody
and ask,
do you believe? Amen. And look at them and point to yourself and say, I believe. And because I believe, come on, let her know, I receive. Yes, step in faith. Step in faith. Say, I receive it. Embrace it. I receive it. Amen. And begin to acknowledge in your heart and your mind, and this truth is my truth. Yes, it comes from the word of God. It's mine. Amen. That terrible 2-year-old, glory to God. But you are powerful. You're violent. You're violent in the spirit. See, the word of God says the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence take it back by force. And when you say it is mine, you that one he's talking about. It's the kingdom of God coming against the adversary and telling the adversary enough is enough. Amen. Begin to rise up in the power that God has given us, the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And say, whatever God has for me is mine, and you can't stop me. Wherever God wants me to go, I'm going there, and you cannot stop me. Whoever God wants me to see, I will see them, I will talk with them and interact with them, and devil, there's nothing you can do about it. And that's the power of the word. And what we're looking at is according to the teaching that's coming into that oneness. Coming into that oneness with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to read the scripture that God gave me. Amen. And it's going to be a couple of chapters, but we got a good reader. She's anointed. Amen. And she can read it. Let's go to Colossians. The book of Colossians. And we want to go to Colossians chapter 3. We want to start with the first verse and read all the way through verse 11. Colossians chapter 3. Let us read that.
Colossians 3, starting in verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Verse 11. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Amen.
Amen. To get into this oneness, as that passage of scripture started out, We have to go past the scene. Amen. If we do not go past the scene is going to minister to us. And will dictate our identity and our capability. Will keep us operating in the natural. And wow, the end of that scripture, like 8, 9, 10, 11, describes all of those things that the natural life birth, which is, as a great woman of God says, yuck, 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 yuck. Yes, we got to go past that. So look into the unseen. Amen. And the unseen realm is the spiritual realm. And the reason we call the spiritual realm the unseen realm because we can't five-sense it. You know how I do it. Touch and feel I put together. Taste, two, hear, see, smell. Not the spirit realm. It cannot be. And we have too many Christians operating in the five senses of calling themselves Christians. Amen. You'll never be able to tap into the unseen power of God operating in the five senses. We have to go beyond that. And as you say, well, how do you go beyond the five senses? I'm glad you asked. Our hearts and mind has to embrace the word of God because the word of God is spirit and life. Supernatural spirit and supernatural life. Believe what the word of God is saying above our circumstances and our situations. I said a mouthful right there. Believe God's word above our current. Let me say current. Our current circumstances and situation. Believe the word of God above what we could touch, feel, taste, hear, see, smell. Come on. Can we find some Christians like that? Are there any Christians in the studio? Amen. Amen. Can we find one that'll believe God, just made up in their mind, I'm going to believe God. God, what do your words say about this? See, that's that oneness. It's no longer my perception of my will or what I think. Amen. It's God's purpose and plan that he has for each and every one of them. And that scripture said, see, she confirmed it. Minister Smith confirmed what I said again, and some of y'all thought I was losing it. But that scripture says we died, amen, with Christ, that we may live. We died. Amen. That's why I don't look at myself anymore, because I'm dead. I look at life, and you say, who is life? I'm glad you asked. Christ. He's life. But let's go a little further. And the scripture says that he becomes our life. Amen. He lives and he gave us his life. Amen. Since it's his life, let me just ask one favor of me and everybody else. Since it's his life, let him live it. Amen. Let us stop trying to live it and let him live it in us and through us. With no help from us. It's his life that he has freely allowed us to come one with. Oneness his entire life. Oh, that's so beautiful. Praise God. I'm having fun today. I wish you all are having just as much fun as I am. Let's read one more scripture. One more scripture. Let's go to the book of John. Book of John, very familiar passages of scripture, but you know my buddy's there. We can't hear it in the head. We got to hear it in the heart. We got to come one with it. It's got to become ours, and we got to say, man. John chapter 3, verse 6. Let us read that.
John chapter 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen.
Amen. If we are still, if we do not go past that natural, our current circumstances, our current situation, if we live in the five senses, touch, feel, taste, hear, see, and smell, we are doing nothing but operating in the flesh. I don't care how long we've been going to church. I don't care what the name of our church is. I love them, but your pastor, whoever it is, whoever my pastor, it just don't matter. We are in the flesh. And as Hebrews tell us, that those that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that passage of scripture that was just read in the book of John, Jesus was having a conversation with a religious leader. He was religious. He had great accolades. He was taught the Hebrew. He was taught by one of the greatest Hebrew teachers in that time, Gamaliel. Yes, great accolades. Been around a long time. But Jesus told him he was still operating in the flesh. He wasn't pleasing God. Why? I'm glad you asked. He wasn't born again. Maybe there's somebody listening whose heart's been pierced, whose eyes have came open, the eyes of their understanding that we were talking about earlier. And they say, I haven't been born again. And somebody probably saying, I don't know what born again is. Like Nicodemus said, what you mean? I'm a grown man now. I got to go back into my mother's womb again. He was talking natural. But Jesus was talking about a spiritual birth. In the spirit of God, that birth, that spirit through the word of God is here. In the spirit of God that draws a person's heart back to the heart of God is here. And he didn't just come here to come here, but he came here because God sent him on a mission to bring somebody into the kingdom. Yes, we are a salvation ministry here at Mission from the Heart. And every time we come together, we covenant with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, when it's time, it's time. And the Holy Spirit rises up, and he say, I'm taking over right about now. And when I hear that, I know what to do. I know to stop. I know to drop, and I know to pray, and I know to turn the microphone over to Minister Smith, who God has anointed to take all of us to the cross. I'm super excited. Minister Smith, come and take us to the cross.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Copeland, for sharing with us up to this point. Now we are ready to receive as our Lord and Savior. Just as Brother Copeland said, this is the time for you to get serious as we stop, drop, and pray. Stop, drop, and pray that you would become one with Christ. And this is the important step that you should think about doing. And not only just think about, my brothers and sisters, but actually take that step of doing it, because it would be the best thing that you have ever done in your life, is to give your heart to Christ. Now, before we go to the prayer of salvation, I wanted to bring out what the new man's character looks like according to the gospel, Jesus, the gospel, the word of God. Now, Brother Harold and I read Colossians 3, verses 1 through 11, but I want to read verses 12 through 17 to give you an idea of how we as new believers, the new nature, the new man lives, as Minister Copeland beautifully explained to us, how the old man dies and the new man lives. And the new man's character is expressed in this way in Colossians chapter 3. And if you would follow along with me, starting in verse 12. And it reads, therefore, as the elect of God, you and me, us, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love. That four-letter word, L-O-V-E, put it on, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, called in one body to be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, my brothers and sisters. Let it dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And verse 17, and whatever you do in the word or deed, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen and amen. And I pray that you gave a hallelujah, praise the Lord, reading through these verses in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. This is how we, my brothers and sisters, this is how we are to act as a new creation. The old things have been passed away, and we are to act as Christ in the new. So Christ died for you and me on the cross. And yes, he rose from the grave on that third day. He paid the penalty for our sin, and he bridged the gap between who? Us and God, people and God. Jesus is the bridge. So it is now, right now, for us to stop, drop, and pray that we would give our lives to Christ as humble as we know how. And this is where we are today. So I pray, my brother and sister, that you have made a decision for this day that God has created for you to outstretch your hands to the heavens and on bended knee with bowed head and humbleness of heart as we go to the feet of Jesus in prayer. Now, keep in mind, my brother and sister, keep in mind it's my words, but it's your heart that God sees. He knows the condition of your heart, and he wants you, in all humility and reverence, to surrender. That's it. Just surrender your life to him. You've had enough of trying to fake it till you make it. You've had enough of trying to put on a happy face when you're sad. You've had enough of trying to play theatrics in front of, but now it's time to be one with Christ, one in Christ, that you will be set free and have the peace of God living inside of you. Hallelujah. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. And I always encourage our listeners, to touch and agree with us, partner with us in prayer as we lift you up, that you would receive Christ. Don't be a Nicodemus, knowing the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, but unfortunately, keeping the pews warm in a church doesn't get you to heaven. Attending church all your life doesn't get you to heaven. You do not gain eternity that way. The only way is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by me. And that's capital M-E. So he is our way, he is our truth, and he is our life, eternal. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, my brother, and those who are listening. Please partner with us and touch and agree and lift up that individual that you've been carrying heavy on your heart, maybe been praying for them for years or maybe months or weeks, whatever the case may be. Continue to intercede for them because there is power in prayer. That's what Minister Copeland indicated in our lesson today, that we have the power of God as long as we let him do what he does in and through us, and we are submissive to the Holy Spirit that lives within us. So if you would pray, we are now going to go to the Lord, and I like Jesus, and make our petition known as humble as you know how. So let's pray. Lord God, here I am. I come to you as humble as I know how. Lord, I surrender my life to you. You know me better than I know myself. I know I'm dirty. I know I'm not right. I know my thoughts are messed up. I know my words are not clean. I know I've done some things that I know are not right. Lord, you know my dirty laundry, and I lay it all at your feet today. I lift up my hands to you as a praise and honor and glory to surrender to you my life today. Lord, I trust and I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. He bled, hung, and died on the cross for my sin. And I say thank you, Lord God, for sending your son, my salvation, that I would live again, eternal. Lord, thank you for what you did for me. I know I couldn't have done it on my own. I've tried, Lord, and I've messed things up so many times. And here I come running to you with outstretched hands, bowed knee, bowed head, saying, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Thank you for saving me, for loving me unconditionally, creating in me a clean heart as I surrender a life that you gave me as you fashioned me in my mother's womb. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Praise be the Lord. As you get up, hallelujah, we rejoice with you. I pray that you are free inside, that you are dancing and hand clapping of praise, that you are singing, shouting, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for saving me, to your own melody. I pray that this is you right now. I see you, and I enjoy shouting and praising and singing with you because you are this day a new creation. Hallelujah. So we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church in your community, that you would be baptized by submersion of water, that when you get up, all of the saints will see that you are now a testament to Jesus Christ, that you are a testament to his holy word, that you are a testament of the Holy Spirit and eternal living. Now, keep in mind, my brother and sister, it won't be easy and it never was meant to be. But this is not to discourage you. This is to encourage you to continue to press on. Press on in the faith while you are on this side of heaven. And continue to listen to Mission from the Heart. Seek out a small group Bible study or a Sunday school class that you would be discipled so that you could continue to grow and go in grace. This is the beautiful work of God with his children, that we grow up in his word, that we would be his instrument to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. From your testimony, it will be a testament of who he is, and that is Yahweh God, God the Father. Hallelujah. So we are super excited that you have that you received Jesus, that you said yes to Jesus. Now we want you to know that the word of God is your anchor, that the prayers of the body of Christ is our encouragement, our unity bond as we pray together, one with another. But the word of God is where we anchor ourselves, that we will have growth abundantly so that you would be the instrument that God uses to further the gospel of Jesus Christ, generation after generation after generation. Hallelujah. We are excited for you, and we say thank you for what you have done, and that is to have given your life to Christ on this day. Mark this day as a testament, as a story, as a way to share with others that on this particular day, you said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Minister Copeland.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are super excited. And we are rejoicing with the angels and the elders. We are rejoicing with heaven. Amen. You have made the greatest decision that you could ever make in a lifetime. And this decision begins a lifetime. It begins that divine life that we talked about in the introduction that God had planned for you even before the creation of time. It begins that life that is spoken of in Jeremiah 29:11. And notice we used the word begin, because this is just the beginning. Even though it's the most important thing that you can do in a lifetime, it's just the beginning. Because with God, now it's time to go on. There's a beginning with God, which is great. But then that greatness begins to continue in an overflow as we begin to go on with him. And we have Mission from the Heart. Give out those divine instructions as Minister Smith done so eloquently. Seek a Bible believing church and connect. And some churches are big, so seek that small group and connect, and there'll be a greater connection in a small group. Be faithful once a week and get excited like us to come into the studio and turn on the radio and begin to minister across the globe. Be faithful to listen to Mission from the Heart. Pray. establish your prayer life as you begin to pray with others. And establish your prayer life, then you begin to pray for others. Rejoice in God. And allow this word, open up your heart and let that seed of the word come into your heart and allow this word to come alive in you. And you can stand and proclaim, it is mine. It is mine. All that God has for you is yours. And we stand in agreement with it. So we just release the highest praise. Hallelujah. And we just tell the devil whatever plan you had against their life, like always, it didn't work. And whatever lie you was telling them, like always, they come down. And as we speak the word of God, amen, we renew their minds and they listen to the word of God and they study this word. They renew their minds to the truth of God's word. In other words, what do God has to say about you? Let me tell you, it's good, it's great, it's bigger than you. Hallelujah, it's something you'll never be able to do on your own. But guess what? You're not on your own. You are one with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God for you. And I release the blessings upon your life. On this day, may the grace of God go before us on this day. May the peace of God rest and abide in our hearts and our minds forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us. Others may come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you. And Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Copeland, for blessing us and with prayer. And I tell you, this has been a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord and the Word of God. My brothers and sisters, I pray that you have enjoyed the lesson today and that you would come back and listen again as we continue with this series, One with Jesus. So always remember, my brothers and sisters, that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth. Oh, but the Word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we will return again with Mission from the Heart Radio.